just after 9 p.m. at night that I got a call to the station about a murder. It was memorable for two reasons. One, it was odd to have a murder in that part of the city. And two, it was my last day on the job. And what a case to go out on. The house. The picture of perfection from the outside. But inside? Well, inside told a darker story. You see, he weren't just shot. He was beaten with a raging force by his killer. It wasn't a pleasant death. Blood covered one of the living room walls, the delicate carpet now stained with his blood. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We have more story to tell before we get to that fateful night. Cliff was still seething with anger the next day. He was convinced Veronica was doing more than just study work with Jimmy Flynn. We hear Veronica enter the room.
What's this?
I did you the favor of packing your bags, baby.
You're absurd, Cliff.
Only what you want. It doesn't change the outcome.
Need I remind you, my dear husband, that you cheated on me.
And I admitted it, and we moved on.
We moved on? No, Cliff, you moved on.
I don't want to hear it, Veronica. Seeing you standing out there with that kid was one thing, but the look in your eyes, it told me everything.
What are you talking about?
The betrayal was in your eyes. I saw in the moment I opened the bedroom door and saw you both sat there. I know that look, Veronica.
You're talking in circles, Cliff. Now, if you don't mind, would you please put my belongings back into our room?
Why are you not listening to me?
Cliff!
I don't want you here. You lie. All you do is lie. I don't trust you. I don't trust the words that come out of your mouth anymore. Lies, lies, lies. You were strung me along for years, but you never had any intention of becoming a mother. I see that now. And I don't just blame you. I let it go on this long.
You're painting yourself as a victim, Cliff. Again, you cheated.
This isn't about that. I have no future with you. You made that perfectly clear, baby. I spent more time thinking about a past when we both loved each other than I do about a future with you and a family. I can't do this anymore, Veronica, so I ain't going to.
You son of a bitch. You think I'm walking away from this marriage with a few cases of clothing? Then you have completely lost your goddamn mind.
There it is. Money, belongings, things. That's all you really care about, right, Veronica?
You won't get away with this.
Big words, Veronica. But we both know I will.
You're making a mistake, Cliff.
What are you gonna do about it, huh? Bring the tears, more empty promises? Save them for your teenage lover. I'm sure he will eat it up.
You are insane! Sick! Thinking I would sleep with a student.
I know you, Veronica. I know you lie.
Cliff, you cannot divorce me.
Oh, really? Watch me.
I never slept with Jimmy, Cliff.
Lies.
We have been working towards something, Cliff.
Lies.
I want to be with you. I love you.
Lies.
Cliff, please. Look, we just need to talk.
I'm done talking.
Cliff, please.
I said I'm done, Veronica.
Cliff, wait. Please. I have something to tell you.
What? What is it?
Cliff, I'm pregnant.
Oh, Veronica. She never misses a trick. Cliff rose and took the news in. At first, of course, he thought she was lying. I mean, the dame does have form. But Veronica never let up. And it wasn't long before the two decided to halt the separation, for the sake of the baby. It was a win for Veronica. Now she had Cliff where she needed him, and it was time for her to catch up with Jimmy. You see, Jimmy hadn't said yes yet to Veronica's murderous proposal. The two sat alone in the beauty spot that Jimmy first took Veronica. A picture of love.
It really is beautiful here, Jimmy. I can see why you like to come here and think.
It's hard to find peace in a city that's always moving. But when I was little, my mom used to bring me here. She said we had to imagine that we weren't in the big city anymore, but on some small island, away from everything and everyone.
Your mother sounded like a smart lady.
They spoke for hours. It was like nothing else mattered. And the question that was haunting both of them had simply vanished. Jimmy spoke about how his mother
walked out on us. I guess she had enough of my dad and wanted to run. She disappeared in the dead of night. We never saw her again.
He went on to say how he hated his
father for making her leave us.
And how he dreams every day of
just traveling around the world, seeing things that you can only see in Life magazine.
Veronica was playful. She laughed and giggled like she was experiencing her first crush. She spoke about her
dream to be a movie star. I've wanted it since I was a little girl.
How she fell in love with the pictures on the big screen when
my father would take me to watch one movie a week. I remember looking up at that screen and just wanting to walk into it, imagining that if I did, I'd be transported straight into the picture.
Jimmy laughed. Veronica laughed. To anybody who saw him, they would have looked the vision of happiness.
Veronica, do you believe in one man and one woman together forever?
Of course I do. If it's right, it's forever. And you, Jimmy, you are forever.
Really?
Yes, Jimmy. Believe me.
So maybe it's true. Maybe we do have one perfect person out there. I mean, I believe that. I know that I hurt so much when I'm not with you, an unbearable pain. That has to mean something, right?
That's love, Jimmy. The pain of love.
Jimmy was feeling the true pain of love, all right. He was tortured by her. His mind was always thinking about her, like somebody had emptied everything else from his head. All he saw was her.
All I see is you.
And all I see is you, Jimmy.
And as the sun started to set in a perfect day, in a perfect bubble, the question. That question came back. And this time, the dame wanted an answer.
Oh, Jimmy. This is what every day could feel like if Cliff were gone.
Yeah.
He never did say much after my suggestion that night. Erasing Cliff permanently. Cementing us eternally.
At that moment, a reality hit Jimmy. His mood changed and he turned away from her.
I can't do it. I can't kill Cliff.
Jimmy.
Trust me, I want you to get away from that son of a bitch more than anything so we can be together, but killing him, I mean, we gotta be able to find some other way.
Nothing else will work, Jimmy. The only way to get the money we need to leave would be to make sure that Cliff was dead.
No! I refuse to believe that we still can't be together, run away together. I mean, people do it all the time.
It won't work, Jimmy. We'd be living on the streets in no time.
I love you, Veronica.
With things falling apart, Veronica worked fast to get Jimmy back on track.
Jimmy, I wasn't going to tell you this. I didn't want to frighten you.
Veronica, what are you talking about?
Jimmy, I'm pregnant.
What?
I'm having your child, Jimmy. You're going to be a father.
A father?
We can do this, Jimmy. You, me, and our child. A family. A family, Jimmy. I know how much you always wanted to be part of a real family. Well, now this is your chance.
Jimmy arranged the pieces of information in his head. The thought of a future with the woman he loved.
I know this is a big step, Jimmy. But I know that our love means we can do anything we want.
I love you. I love you so much.
And? Jimmy?
I'll do it.
Another victory for Veronica. And now, well, the deal was sealed. Cliff Smart would have to die. Back at Vivian's house, the mousy Vivian Pierce was starting a new journey of her own.
Oh, Betty, isn't it a beautiful dress? It's so glamorous. Feel it. It's satin.
Vivian, where did you get it from?
Oh, Veronica gave it to me. She's always giving me presents. We're even talking about going to Hollywood together.
Hollywood? Vivian, your mother nearly has heart failure when we go camping, and that's usually in your backyard.
Do you think I would suit my hair longer? Like Veronica's?
You do realize that all that comes out of your mouth now is all about Jimmy's new girlfriend.
Girlfriend is a stretch, Betty. He's just some teenage crush. But Veronica and I, oh, we have a true connection. Like on a deeper level, you know?
Not really.
Oh, Betty, it's like we're one soul at times. She's done everything and she's gonna do so much more. She's exciting, smart, funny, and so kind. It's nice to have grown-up conversations for a change.
Geez, so what am I? Just some dumb kid? You can only talk about dumb kid stuff?
No, you're just different. What we have is our thing, and what I have with Veronica is...
Better?
Betty.
You promised I wouldn't be replaced by your new glamorous friend, but I never see you anymore. Well, it's fine, Vivian. I know when I'm not wanted. I just never thought that it would be you who wouldn't want me.
Betty. Betty.
Vivian walked towards a mirror to see how she looked in her new dress. A smile crosses her face as she starts to pose in the mirror.
My name is Vivian. It's a pleasure to meet you. Did I ever tell you I was an actress? Yes, I starred in several movies. One critic called me dazzling.
And right on cue, Vivian's mother Jean enters the room.
Vivian, Take off that dress.
Mother?
And take that stuff off your face. You think going to church looking like some teenage Jezebel is appropriate?
It's just makeup, Mother. Why do you have to be such a drag? And I'm not coming to church.
Yes, young lady, you are.
No, Mother, I'm not. Church isn't for me. If I don't want to go, I don't have to go.
I think you are forgetting whose house you are living in. Now get dressed for church.
No, Mother, you are not hearing me. I am growing up. I have dreams and ambitions, and church does not fit into that.
I do not like this change in you, Vivian. And your father feels the same. I think it's time I put my foot down.
You would have to take it off my throat first, Mother.
You listen to me.
No, you listen to me. I am not a child, Mother. I am blossoming, and I need to figure out life on my own. I don't need you saying no to everything I want to do. You are not my tailor.
Is this that teacher? You know, I've seen her, you know. Flashy is not attractive on a woman her age.
Jealousy is such an ugly quality.
I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore.
Yes, you do. You just don't want me to grow up.
Give me that dress.
Give it back, Mother.
This is not you, Vivian.
Give it back now.
Something as bad has gotten into you.
Vivian slapped her mother across the face. This ain't the Vivian we've come to know and love.
Your father is gonna hear about this.
Keep your hands off of my things, Mother. Please respect that.
Veronica was clearly leaving her mark on the kids, and it wasn't a good mark to leave. If somebody like Vivian could fall under the spell of Veronica, then what hope did the boys in the story have? Jimmy's at his house with Riff and Barry, but this time the card games are stopped. Jimmy has something he needs to discuss with them.
She asked you to kill him?
Things are bad, Riff. He's beaten her so badly, you saw the bruises on her face.
But killing him?
He's not a good guy. We ain't talking about some church-going hero here. We're talking about a man who lays his hands on a woman.
Jimmy, do you love her? Like, real love?
I do. I do love her, dammit. I love her more and more every day. I can't imagine life without her.
Man, have you got it bad. Jimmy, loving someone is one thing. Bumping off the competition, well, that's cockeyed.
She's pregnant.
With a baby?
No, with a flock of sheep, Barry.
Swivel, lame brain. Jesus, Jimmy, a baby. You sure it ain't her old man's?
It's mine. She and Cliff don't, you know, practice anymore.
When you're from the wrong side of the tracks, all you have is each other. The ones who'll always be at your side when trouble should arise.
Oh, man, I don't know, Jimmy. Murder? We could get the chair if we get caught.
We ain't gonna get caught.
Why can't she do it herself? I mean, the lady looks like she would be good with a meat cleaver.
The first person the police always suspect is the partner. This way, Veronica can be at the school when the murder takes place. Nobody is gonna suspect us because, well, why would they?
This is crazy talk. We're talking about murdering Cliff Smart. Why can't she just leave him?
You'll take everything and leave her with nothing. She'll be out on her ass with no place to call home.
Jeez.
And there's another thing.
Because a baby and murder ain't enough?
If Cliff dies, Veronica gets everything. And Cliff is a very wealthy man, even more so when he dies. Veronica said she'll give you guys $1,000 each.
$1,000? That's a lot of money.
Life-changing. Jesus, Jimmy.
We could do this. I know we couldn't. And just think, then we can get the hell out of here.
What, the three of us and your new lady?
Sure. Why not? Go to California, start again? Riff, your parents ain't giving a damn about you in years, and Barry, if you stay around your dad much longer, you're gonna turn out like him.
Hey, that's my old man you're talking about. But I agree, he's insane.
And I can get away from my dad. For good. I'm not made for this life. I deserve more. I deserve love.
In that moment, the boys faced a choice. Three 16-year-olds wrestling with life and death, existing and living.
I can bring my gun.
Barry, really?
$1,000, Riff. $1,000!
No, I can't do this. I'm sorry, but this is insane. Jimmy, you need to look in the mirror. This isn't you.
Riff, I ain't got a choice. I have to defend the woman I love.
But you're just listening to what she's telling you. How do you know what she's saying is true?
What are you trying to say, Riff?
Jimmy, come on. You know I like Veronica. She's a fun time with a good heart. But that woman ain't no saint, Jimmy.
Hey, don't disrespect her, Riff.
Do you know for sure she's pregnant, Jimmy? Do you know that Cliff really beat her?
Riff, you saw the guy. He was so angry his head nearly exploded.
I'm just saying that it's a lot to risk without all the information.
Information? Who are you, a detective?
I ain't gonna say anything, but I can't be involved, and I pray that you don't go through with it.
Riff, come back, Riff!
Forget him, we don't need him anyway. You've got your gun, I've got my bat. We can do this.
Hey, do you think Veronica would give me Riff's cut of the money as well?
They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And maybe that's the best way to describe Jimmy's decision. Cliff was now a dead man walking. And Jimmy? Well, Jimmy would cross a line that no man should ever cross. She was his first love. His first experience of intimacy. He was 100% under her spell. And men can do strange things when it comes to the love of a beautiful woman. Speaking of Veronica, she was playing the perfect wife for Cliff. A man who was under the impression that his dreams of fatherhood were finally coming true.
Good morning, sweetheart.
What's all this?
Breakfast. I thought, you know, now we got a bundle of joy in the way. I gotta learn to do my part around here.
Well, crazier things have happened, I suppose.
I told my mother.
You told your mother?
Baby, I couldn't wait. It was bursting out of me.
Cliff, I specifically told you not to tell her. It's still early. And as you pointed out, I'm an old shrew now, so this is a delicate pregnancy.
I never called you a shrew. Here, let me pour you some coffee.
Thank you. Now, Cliff, listen. Please don't be sharing the news with anybody else, especially the boys in work. Don't think I don't know that you can out-gossip the ladies at the markets.
I swear on all the saints' soul, baby, I can't tell you how excited I am. I can't sleep anymore. I just think about the first time he walks, his first day at school, his first lady friend.
And what makes you think we're having a boy? It could be a beautiful baby girl.
It's a boy. I can feel it deep in my pit. I know a boy. Cliff Jr.
You might want to rethink the name.
We can discuss it later.
I can hardly wait.
I gotta head to work. Make sure my son can have the finest things in life, as well as my beautiful wife. Now, do you need anything before I go?
Cliff, I'm not even showing. I think I'm fully capable of looking after myself while you're in work. I've done it for 16 years.
Okay. Oh, I'm probably gonna float into work.
Have a good day, Cliff.
I will. Oh, and baby?
Yes, Cliff?
You are starting to show a little. It's beautiful.
What?
Keep my son safe. Bye, baby.
The moment Cliff leaves the room, Veronica jumps up and heads to the phone.
Operator, connect to New York 7324. Thank you.
Veronica, is that you?
Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy, we have to do this soon. His temper is out of control.
He ain't ever gonna learn. He's just bad to the core.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm scared. I'm scared for the life of our baby.
Don't worry, Veronica. Barry and I are ready when you are.
Oh, Jimmy. You know, every time I talk to you, it's like a rain cloud lifts, and I can see our future so clearly.
So when should we do this?
Tomorrow night, Jimmy. I have a meeting at the school. It's the perfect time to do it.
Veronica, tell me you love me.
You know I do, Jimmy. I love you till death do us part. Oh, Jimmy, I can finally put this violent mistake of a husband behind me.
Veronica?
Jimmy. Jimmy, I have to go. Well, Vivian, don't you look like a knockout? I knew that dress would suit you.
Oh, thank you, Veronica. You look beautiful, too.
What are you doing here, Vivian?
Well, since we didn't meet this week after school, well, I just wanted to say hello.
Well, isn't that sweet of you?
Well, that's what friends do. They stop by to say hello. And we are friends, aren't we?
Of course we are, sweetheart. In fact, I'm delighted you came over, Vivian.
Really?
Indeed. I wanted to talk to you about tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening?
Yes. You see, I have to go to the school tomorrow evening, and, well, afterwards I thought you and I could go for a drink.
A drink? In a bar?
Sure.
I mean, I would like to, but Mrs. Smart, I'm only 15.
But in that dress, you look like a beautiful woman. Every bar in town will want you to light up their establishments, and it'll be nice. Just us girls.
A sweet gesture. A blossom in friendship? No. Veronica was lining up alibis like a professional crook. Poor sweet Vivian was caught up in Veronica's web.
Oh, Veronica, I would love to, We could talk about movies and music and anything else we desire. I want to learn everything from you.
And I'll teach you everything that you want to know.
I've never had real friends before. People who understand me. Everybody just passes me by. I hope you know how much I value our relationship.
As do I, Vivian. So shall we say 8:30 tomorrow night? You can tell your mother you're staying at a friend's place.
My mother doesn't control me. I want to be like you, strong and confident.
I don't feel so strong recently, I'm afraid.
What do you mean?
My world is complicated, Vivian.
Mr. Smart?
Yes. I was like you, Vivian. I dreamed of a life in the spotlight, people calling my name, surrounded by glamour, most of all, friends. But the day I married Cliff, I let a part of that die.
No! No, it's still in there.
Maybe, but each time Cliff strikes my face, I think he takes a little more of me.
Veronica, you don't need a man. Well, why do any of us need men, really? They always ruin everything. My father has the idea that raising a child means shouting at me when called on by my mother. Maybe...
Maybe what, sweetheart?
Maybe we could move to Hollywood. Together. Two gals ready to take on the big screen. Hollywood wouldn't know what hit it. You could leave Cliff and we could just drive there. Veronica, imagine!
It sounds wonderful, Vivian. It truly does. But I'd need a time machine to take me back in time before I met Cliff to achieve that dream.
Oh, he's so awful to you. Why can't he just drop dead?
Oh, Vivian, don't say such things. You would feel positively awful if something happened to him now.
I doubt it.
Vivian, I have to head into town, so...
Oh, sorry, I'll go.
Tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m.? I can meet you at the front of the school?
Sure, Veronica. I can hardly wait.
Poor Vivian. We all need a role model in life, but this role model didn't deserve her praise or admiration. Jimmy, however, was about to come face to face with his everyday reality. He knew this time, however, that walking through his front door that evening, that whatever faced him, he could handle. After all, he'll be riding off into the sunset with Veronica. Jimmy's dad, Harvey, was entertaining a guest.
Why don't you go over here and show my lap? The day take care of you.
Okay, baby. You like that, Daddy?
I do indeed. Now how are you gonna make your daddy happy?
Whatever you want me to do, you're paying.
Don't talk that way. Don't talk like a whore.
Okay, baby.
Jimmy, what did I tell you? Stay out of the way tonight. I had company.
Sorry, I forgot.
Hi, Dollface. I'm the company.
You forgot.
Yeah, I forgot, okay?
You getting living with me, boy?
I've had a rough day, Dad. I just want to go to bed.
A rough day. My son, high school, and he thinks he's had a tough day. You don't even know what a tough day is. Try breaking your back all day at work, and then you can talk about a rough day.
Look, maybe I should go, Harvey.
Sit down! You ain't going anywhere.
Baby, he looks tired. Let him come in. I can be quiet.
No. Go sleep outside in the garage. I ain't having you in this house when I have a lady friend here.
Dad, please.
Hey! This is my house, and you will do as I goddamn say!
At what point did you decide that you were gonna make my life hell, huh? Was it after you treated Mom so badly that you forced her to leave?
Wanna say that again, boy?
I'd get out of here if I were you. He likes to use his fists to beat the women around him.
Harvey, I'm out of here.
Go on, hit me! Hit me, do it!
Let me tell you something, Jimmy. I protected you from this for years, but I will not have you talk that way about me. Your mother was a drunk. She would come home and start a fight, hitting me, throwing things at me. Do you not remember that?
That's a lie.
She left you outside of church, Jimmy, when you were just 7 months old. She wanted to go to some bar, and you were in the way. I came to get you.
Why are you lying?
She screwed every man she could without a thought for you and me. So you can say I'm the bad guy, Jimmy, and yeah, I ain't perfect. But you know what? I'm still here. I'm still here!
No! No, you pushed her away!
Women lie, Jimmy. Always remember that. Women lie. They will do anything to get what they want, and they have no problem playing with your emotions.
Even if that's true, even if that's who she became, it doesn't mean all women are bad.
Well, that's what it means to me. I don't trust them. She destroyed that when she walked out the door.
And look at you, Dad. You're an embarrassment. spending all the money you make on booze and whores. I never, ever want to turn out like you.
Jimmy.
I know love. I found love. I'd kill for love, and I have never felt more alive, so if you fade away, that's fine. But you ain't taking me down with you. You hear me, old man? I ain't going down with you.
The boy was becoming a man, but becoming one far too quickly. It's a dangerous road that Jimmy's on, and one that he's willing to drive down, even if it ends in death. Jimmy wasn't the only one with something on his mind. Riff sat alone in the local park, thinking about the decision Jimmy and Barry had made. His thoughts were soon interrupted by Vivian, who walked over to him and sat down beside him.
You look like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders.
That I could handle.
What's going on, Riff? Why aren't you with Jimmy and Barry?
We're not attached at the hip, you know.
No, but you all seem to share one brain.
Ha ha, you should have been a circus clown. Vivian, can I ask you something?
Sure, as long as it's not asking me out on a date.
Not a date, fear not. Do you trust Veronica?
What do you mean, trust her?
You know, the things she says, the things about Cliff.
He's a monster, Riff. Veronica is the most honest and trustworthy person I've ever met.
Dial it down. You sound like you run a fan club.
Veronica Smart cares about us, Riff. I mean, geez. She's been more of a mother to you than your own parents.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but nothing, Riff Randall. Veronica has taught me so much. She stopped and gave us the time of day. I mean, what other adult ever wants to listen to us? Like, really listen to us?
Oh, Vivian, I'm wrestling with something real bad.
What are you talking about?
Can I trust you? That whatever I say to you will stay between us. This is serious, Vivian. It's not some silly childish thing.
If you haven't noticed, Riff, I've grown up a lot recently. So I swear to you, I will take it to the grave.
Veronica has asked Jimmy and Barry to kill Cliff.
What?
Jimmy asked me to be involved as well, and it's $1,000, which is more money than I ever thought I'd see, but I can't. I mean, I can't, right?
Riff, whoa, slow down.
I mean, I know he beats her. I mean, that's what she says, but murder is just so, it's just so final, you know? I mean, how would I live with that?
Riff, when is this supposed to happen?
Tomorrow night. He's gone girl crazy. Maybe he thinks that if he kills Cliff, that Veronica will fall madly in love with him. The whole thing is harebrained.
Proving his love for her by murdering her husband. Jeez, ain't that something?
Should I call the police? Should I try and stop it?
Tell me everything, Riff. We'll figure this out together.
That night, Veronica's neighbors would sleep peacefully in their beds, living with the comfort of knowing that their neighborhood they reside, where the kids can play freely without fear, is a safe place that avoids the violence of the city. However, that would be the last night that sense of comfort would exist in this little suburb. Because tomorrow, Cliff Smart dies. The sun rises on Cliff Smart's final day. It's 7:30 a.m. Cliff awakens to the smell of cooking coming from the kitchen. It's a nice smell that puts him in a great mood for the rest of his day. As he heads downstairs, Veronica stands in the kitchen cooking her man a breakfast to send him on his way to work. Cliff stares at her for a few seconds out of sight and smiles to himself. He sees hope. He sees a future.
I want to remember this moment.
Cliff, you startled me.
I feel like I'm looking at a new you.
It's breakfast, Cliff. I haven't sprouted wings. But I did think that after everything we've gone through, that maybe my husband deserved a little more of what he dreams about, huh? A housewife.
Baby, you'll be the most beautiful housewife and mother in the whole of the city.
Why don't you sit down, Cliff? Here, eat.
Sweetheart, I'm late for work. Big day today. But I can take it to go.
Always on the move.
Veronica, I've always loved you, you know. That's never gone away. I just got scared and crazy, and then Lana and Jimmy and...
Cliff, let's just leave it in the past, where it belongs.
You know, I work hard. I earn well. I'm appreciated and admired by the fellas in work. But I know the best part of my days are going to be in the future. And it's going to be coming home to my beautiful wife and child. That's the dream.
That's a lovely thing to say, Cliff.
Veronica, am I a good husband? I mean... Ever made you happy all these years?
Cliff, I'm still here. That should tell you everything.
I mean, I know I ain't perfect, but I really do want to be the man that can always make you smile.
Cliff, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, but it's what we do after the mistakes that really matter.
And I promise to never give you a day of unhappiness, that I'll be the man that our kid is proud to call dad, and the man that my wife is proud to love.
Unexpectedly, tears appeared in Veronica's eyes, and these weren't no acting tears. Veronica seemed moved. Moved by Cliff's words, and the man she was about to have murdered.
Cliff, you're going to be late. You know what the city's like at this hour.
I love you, Veronica Smart.
I love you, Cliff. Now go, I'll see you tonight after my meeting at the school.
Have a great day, sweetheart.
Cliff left for work, and for the first time in a long time, he was excited about getting home to his wife that night. But what he didn't know when he walked out the door that morning was that it would be the last time he'd ever see his wife's face again. Out of nowhere, Veronica breaks down in tears. Is she having second thoughts? Has something melted inside her cold heart? Who knows? But Veronica Smart, for a single moment, stopped playing her game. Some say the kids never stood a chance, that they were broken, searching for something more and easily manipulated by a woman who took advantage of it all. And I guess that's for you to decide. But one thing was undeniable. She shook things up all right, and she spun a web that a vulnerable person could easily get caught up in. But would that really be a strong enough web to lead them to murder? Would this be a story where good wins out over evil? Or would the evil simply take control and not let go? It was time to answer that question. That night, Barry and Jimmy are set to meet outside the churchyard, a place Jimmy had once stood with Veronica.
Barry, you're late.
Hey, I'm here. Cool your socks.
You got the gun?
Of course I got the gun. What do you think I am, a meatball?
I can't stop shaking.
Hey, Jimmy, look at me. You are doing this to protect the woman you love.
I know. It's just... Do you think we're going to hell?
Jimmy, we already live in hell. Whatever's after this is probably an improvement.
Out of the darkness, Riff appeared.
Don't have to go through with this.
Riff, what are you doing here?
Trying to stop you goons from making a huge mistake.
Riff, if I don't do something and he hurts my baby, how am I supposed to live with that?
Riff, you ain't helping.
Oh, what's that, Barry? Your gun? You think you're some kind of mobster now?
Riff, go home. If you don't want to help us, then you ain't gotta be here.
Jimmy, look at me. All the things you could do with your life.
I don't need anything else, Riff. Just her and my kid.
You're a kid yourself, Jimmy. How are you gonna raise a kid?
Riff, go home, please.
Once you're marked by the devil, Jimmy, you can't come back from that.
Some things are worth it. Come on, Barry, let's go.
Yeah. So, Jimmy, let's go over the plan.
The plan. A man ain't a man without a plan. It's May 1st. Veronica's at the school for a meeting with the other teachers. Cliff's home alone. It's just before 8 p.m. An eerie stillness washes across the neighborhood. Jimmy and Barry slowly approach the back of the house and head to a door that Veronica had left open for him. The boys slip inside, Jimmy's shaking hand clutching the gun. However, within 30 seconds of arriving, police sirens light up the street. Officers holding pistols run towards the house, and when they head inside, they find Jimmy next to Cliff Smart's dead body. He gets arrested, dragged out of the house, and taken to the station. That's when I got the call and headed to the house. As I walked around the crime scene, I noticed Cliff's body laid on the floor next to the armchair. The table besides the chair had an ashtray on it with half a smoked cigarette in it. Cliff was caught by surprise. He probably never saw it coming. Cliff's skull looked like it had been caved in with a rock. It's a brutal death. A crime of passion, maybe? One bullet hole to the chest. Overkill. At that moment, Veronica and Vivian run into the house.
Cliff. Cliff, oh God! What happened? Please tell me he's alive.
Are you his wife?
Yes, please. Oh God, he's dead.
Please, Mrs. Smart, let's go into the other room.
Oh, my darling Cliffy.
I've been to many crime scenes. I've seen the pain etched into the faces of the loved ones left behind as the reality dawns on them that death has changed everything for them. This should have been another routine visit, but something about this one was different from the very beginning. And it all came down to one person. Veronica. I mean, she was hitting all her marks like any good actress would, but something felt off. Staged. Phony, I guess you could say. And I could see right through it. You don't become a detective without having a nose for the lies that people tell. I'm very sorry for your loss, Mrs. Smart.
Oh, God, detective. What happened? How did this happen?
Too early to tell. It seems like he was surprised by the killer.
Oh, God. I feel like I died right alongside him. Does that sound normal?
Hard to lose anyone. A husband, a child. Part of you does die when they do. It's perfectly normal. Now, Mrs. Smart, do you know anybody who'd want to do harm to your husband?
I don't know. But I think it's safe to say, Detective, that this is some kind of robbery gone wrong.
What makes you say that?
Well, the room looks like it's been ransacked, I noticed when I walked in.
I think it's too early to be speculating at this point. I've had many cases where the ransacked house was actually a cover for premeditated murder. Of course, I'm not saying that's the case here, but you can see why we can't label something so quickly.
I see. I mean, yes, of course.
Now, Mrs. Smart, I ask you again, can you think of any enemies your husband may have had? Anybody who'd want him dead?
Detective, can I be honest with you?
Of course, that's why I'm here.
My husband made many enemies with his job. Deals he backed out of, people he laid off, decisions he made that would affect the lives of others. But that's his job.
And how about your relationship? Any problems there?
Problems? No. In fact, recently things have been better than ever. He was going to take me to California for a trip. Watch the sunset over the ocean. We were happy. I loved him. And he loved me so passionately.
Mrs. Smart, do you work?
Oh, yes. I'm a modern woman detective. I teach art at the local school, and I'm also an actress. In fact, Cliff and I were going to go to Hollywood soon, try my hand at some castings. He wanted me to be a star more than anything.
An actress, eh? And you wouldn't be acting for me now, would you?
Are you trying to call me a liar?
Not at all. I just like to look at every angle. You understand.
Well, I just hope you can find whatever hoodlum did this to my Goofy.
Thank you. But we already got the killer in custody. The second one was gunned down by my officers trying to flee the scene.
What? I mean, who are they? Who did it? What has the surviving one said?
They're at the station. I'll be heading out to question him soon. A teenage boy, as I understand.
I see. How did you... I mean...
Got an anonymous tip warning us about the murder. Sadly, by the time we got here, it was already too late.
A tip?
Yeah. Unusual, if you ask me.
Yes, quite.
Mrs. Smart, where were you tonight?
I was at the school. We had a meeting until 8:30 p.m.
Then where did you go? I mean, it's 9:30 now.
She was with me.
And you are?
I'm Vivian Pierce.
Vivian is a student of mine. We were talking about a project that we've been working on for the school.
I see. Well, Mrs. Smart, I'll be honest with you. Something don't feel quite right here. But I plan on seeing what the boy has to say. Who knows? Maybe you're right. Maybe it was just a couple of intruders looking for a payday. Or maybe it's something else. Whatever it is, I will figure it out, Mrs. Smart. Sorry again for your loss. I'll see you soon.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I can't breathe. I feel like my chest is caving in, Vivian. I don't know what to do.
It's gonna be okay, Veronica.
No, Vivian. Nothing is gonna be okay.
Jimmy and Barry knew what they were getting into.
Veronica slowly looks around at Vivian.
Vivian, why are you saying Jimmy and Barry?
Yes, Vivian. What are you not saying? Well, here's the thing. Like every good crime story, things were not as they appeared to be. You see, the truth is... Well, the truth, it turns out, is even more twisted than we thought. The truth would be hard to pin together. The complicated pieces didn't just simply fall into place. It would take another 5 years for the truth to really come out. So let me take you back a little. Let's see what really happened. We go back to the park the evening Vivian ran into Riff.
Oh, Vivian, I'm wrestling with something real bad.
What are you talking about?
Can I trust you? That whatever I say to you will stay between us. This is serious, Vivian. It's not some silly childish thing.
If you haven't noticed, Riff, I've grown up a lot recently. So I swear to you, I will take it to the grave.
Veronica has asked Jimmy and Barry to kill Cliff.
What?
Jimmy asked me to be involved as well, and it's $1,000, which is more money than I ever thought I'd see, but I can't, right?
Riff, whoa, slow down!
I mean, I know he beats her, I mean, that's what she says, but murder is just so, it's just so final, you know? I mean, how would I live with that?
Riff, when is this supposed to happen?
Tomorrow night. He's gone girl crazy. Maybe he thinks that if he kills Cliff, that Veronica will fall madly in love with him. The whole thing is harebrained.
Proving his love for her by murdering her husband. Jeez, ain't that something?
Should I call the police? Should I try and stop it?
Tell me everything, Riff. We'll figure this out together.
And Riff did tell her everything. He poured his heart out as Vivian took it all in.
So, do I snitch? Do I turn them in?
No, wait. Why don't you talk to them again tomorrow? See if you can talk them out of it. If not, then tell me.
Why?
Because then we can see if you should go to the police.
Vivian, I don't know what I'd do without you. I was going crazy.
We're friends, Riff. We gotta stick together.
So the next day, as I mentioned earlier, Riff tried to talk Jimmy and Barry out of it, but the boys refused to stop. So Riff Randall told Vivian that he'd failed to convince them, and Vivian told Riff to call the police that night so they can arrive and stop Jimmy and Barry from making a terrible mistake. So how did the murder go down? I hope you're ready for this. It ain't for the faint-hearted. And this is what you've all been waiting to find out. It's May 1st. Veronica's at the school for a meeting with the other teachers. Cliff is home alone. It's just before 8 p.m. An eerie stillness washes across the neighborhood. Cliff sits alone in his favorite chair as he reads his newspaper. The doorbell rings. Cliff goes to answer it. As he opens the door, who stood there but Vivian Pierce?
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Vivian.
Yeah, I know you. You were in my house.
Yes, I'm a friend of Veronica's.
I thought you were a student of hers.
And a friend. Mr. Smart, can I come in? I need to talk to you about something. Something to do with Veronica. It's a very delicate subject matter.
Delicate?
Please, Mr. Smart, I don't have long.
Cliff invites her in.
So, what is this delicate matter you must tell me? You late with your homework or something? I can tell you now I have no sway with my wife.
Well, of course you don't have any sway with her.
So? What is it?
You don't have any sway with her because she doesn't respect you.
Excuse me?
How could she respect somebody who treats her so badly?
Look, kid, I don't know what kind of game you're playing, but...
Do you even know how wonderful Veronica is? How lucky you are even to be in her presence?
Okay, I'm lost.
How can you lay with another woman when you have somebody like her by your side? I mean, you got everything with her and you blew it.
Okay, sweetheart, I think you should leave.
Cliff turns around and goes to fix a drink.
You sound like you know nothing about me, about love. How old are you, 14?
I'm 15. And as my friend Jimmy likes to say, I am more mature for my age.
Oh, yeah, the big grown-up here, huh?
Hey, Cliff! Look!
Cliff looks around, but before he can even form a thought, Vivian hits him around the head with a hammer.
How does it feel, Mr. Smart, taking a blow to the head? Does it hurt?
What the hell are you doing?
I am defending the woman that you seem happy to abuse, Mr. Smart.
Vivian swings the hammer at him again. Cliff falls back onto a cabinet.
Our world is so great, but Veronica is the color. Why don't you see that?
Cliff crawls across the floor shouting for help.
You men just ruin everything. We don't need you. Veronica and I can be happy. I understand her and she understands me.
Please, Vivian, show some mercy.
Why did you show mercy when you punched her in the face, pushed her down the stairs, throwing things at her? You are a thug!
No, whatever she told you ain't true. I never laid a finger on her.
Cliff reaches for his desk and pulls out a gun.
No!
Vivian smacked the gun out of his hand with the hammer she's still clutching. She bends down and picks up the gun and aims it at Cliff.
Once Veronica sees that I am her hero, that I am the one who tied up all the loose ends, she will know how much I love her.
You have lost your goddamn mind.
No, Mr. Smart. If anything, I see things so clearly now thanks to Veronica. And I'm sorry, Cliff, but you don't fit into our plans.
No, wait.
Oh, don't worry. I will look after her.
I love the chase till the minute.
We never saw it coming. Vivian Pierce, the mousy sweet girl, had now become a stone cold killer. All because of her love for Veronica Smart. Vivian wipes the gun down with the sleeve of her blouse and places it on the floor. A few minutes earlier, across town, Riff was making the hardest call he'd ever made in his young, troubled life.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello? Yeah, a crime. A murder is gonna happen in the next few minutes at 574 West Chester Lane. The target is Cliff Smart. The killer? I can't say. No, you don't understand. Just get there now. Please, this is not a joke. Fine. Barry Vance and Jimmy Flynn. No, you don't need my name.
Back at Veronica's house, Vivian had staged a crime scene before she fled into the night. But arriving at the back of the house were Jimmy and Barry. Jimmy clutching the gun. They go into the house and can see a chair with what appears to be a man sat in it. They can only see him from the back, so walk slowly. To surprise him, if you will.
Mr. Smart, turn around.
What are you doing?
I want to see his face.
Just do it, Jimmy.
I said turn around, Mr. Smart.
Jimmy slowly approaches the chair and walks to the front of Mr. Smart with the gun held to his head.
I am doing this for Veronica, Mr. Smart. Somebody has to save her.
Jimmy turns to stand in front of him.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit, Barry. Barry.
What are you doing?
Barry, he's already dead.
What? What are you talking about, Jimmy? How can he be dead?
Look for yourself.
Whoa. Who the hell did that to him?
I don't understand what's going on.
Police sirens can be heard getting closer.
Veronica. It's Veronica. She set us up.
You're talking crazy.
Who else would do this, Jimmy, huh?
No, this is insane.
We gotta get out of here, Jimmy. I can't get arrested again, especially for murder. Shit, the police are outside.
She loves me, Barry. She wouldn't do this.
Jimmy, what the hell are we gonna do?
This makes no sense.
I'm out of here, Jimmy. Come on, let's go.
She loves me.
What the hell with you, Jimmy Flynn?
Barry, in a panic, runs out of the back door and tries to avoid the police.
Hey, you! Get on the ground!
Wait, let me explain!
Barry keeps running towards him. Slow down, kid!
Stay right there! Stop moving or I'll shoot!
But Barry keeps on running.
I said stop!
Three gunshots ring out. The police officer shoots Barry and he falls to the floor, his body twitching as the life drains out of him. Barry Vance, 16 years old, is dead. The police run into Veronica's house and see Jimmy Flynn sat on the floor rocking back and forth like a child. The officer arrests Jimmy on the spot for the murder of Cliff Smart. However, our story ain't finished yet. We pick back up at Veronica's house after I've interviewed her.
Veronica, it's over. Cliff is dead.
The detective never said Jimmy and Barry, Vivian.
We can pack up a few things now and get the train to Hollywood. I got the tickets, Veronica.
Vivian. What did you do?
Vivian walks over to the drinks and calmly pours herself one.
I am the hero, Veronica. I am the one who saved you.
I don't understand what's happening.
Riff told me everything. They would ask the boys to kill Cliff.
What? Vivian, you're talking crazy.
You don't need to lie anymore. I just don't understand why you would ask them and not me. Do you think I wouldn't have the strength to help you, Veronica?
It was an intruder, Vivian.
No, Veronica. It was me.
What? No, that doesn't make any sense. You were with me.
I told you. Riff told me everything. I made sure he called the police and told them to get to yours at 8 p.m. That way they would catch Jimmy and Barry in the act and arrest them.
But how did you...
I simply got there 10 minutes earlier. Killed Cliff, then came to meet you.
Oh, my God.
I tied up all the loose ends.
Why, Vivian? Why would you do that?
Jimmy Flynn is a child. He doesn't get you, Veronica. He doesn't understand what you need, but I do. I understand everything. Running away with Jimmy would have been a nightmare. He wouldn't have been able to keep up with you. He would hold you back. All men hold you back, but I won't.
One of them are dead, Vivian. One of your friends.
That wasn't supposed to happen. But those boys were lost to the wrong side a long time ago. You need better.
I can't think straight.
Oh, look! I even kept the gun!
Vivian pulls out the murder weapon.
Oh, Vivian.
You didn't love Jimmy. I see that now. You just needed the boys to get rid of your husband. It was built on a lie. You and I, though, Veronica. Well, you never asked me to do it because you care about me. You wanted me protected, right, Veronica?
Vivian's holding the gun. What else could Veronica say?
Yes. Yes, Vivian, I am. I wanted to protect you.
But don't you see? I don't need protecting. I just need you.
Me?
I love you, Veronica Smart.
Vivian, I...
You don't have to say it yet. But I know you will, when you and I are living together in Hollywood, the most beautiful girls in town.
Oh, yes. Yes, Vivian, you and I in Hollywood.
Vivian walks over to Veronica and kisses her, passionately. Veronica's stunned, but plays along.
How was that? I've been practicing. I wanted it to be perfect.
It was great. It was lovely.
Oh, Veronica, I knew it! I knew I could feel something between us. That night, in bed, when you were with Jimmy and you saw me, you wanted me to see, didn't you?
Yes, I wanted you to see me. To make you...
Jealous?
Yes, right. Right? Because I wanted to be with you.
I understand. You know, all my life, people have underestimated me. Oh, she's the quiet one. She's the polite one. She's the God-fearing one. But they didn't know me. Maybe I didn't know me. But the moment you came into our lives, I knew. I knew that you would want to see the real me. All of me. It was like an instant connection. I mean, you were there. You felt it too.
Of course. So, Vivian, these train tickets you got, what time do we leave?
Just over an hour.
Right. Well, I need to pack some things for our big trip.
No need. Let me do it. I know what I like you in. You just sit down, have a drink, and relax. You are sat so uptight that you could give one of those ladies who lunch a run for their money.
Vivian runs out of the room for Veronica's bedroom to start packing. But Veronica ain't waiting for her to return, and starts to grab a coat and a purse and head for the door.
I've got to get the hell out of here.
Just as she gets to the door, though, Vivian comes back in.
Where are you going?
Oh, I wanted to get some fresh air. It's been quite a night.
And you need your purse to do that?
Oh, just habit, I guess.
You were leaving.
No.
You were leaving. You were going to leave me here.
Vivian.
After everything I have done for you, and now you walk away from me?
Sweetheart, look at me.
All I do is look at you. I've clearly misjudged the situation here.
Vivian, I'm very, very fond of you. You know that. But what would your mother say? You're running off to Hollywood.
My mother?
She would be devastated and so concerned. What if I go ahead, get a place, and get settled, and then you can come out to Hollywood when everything's ready for you?
You didn't ask me to be involved, not because you wanted to protect me, because you loved me, but because I didn't matter!
That's not true.
You used all of us! I mean, the boys, sure. I thought you really liked me. I thought for once I had found a person who understood me.
I do understand you, Vivian.
I waited years to meet somebody who made me feel special. Treating me like a somebody. Why did that have to be a lie? Why?
It's not!
Vivian is boiling up with emotions. The girl is losing control.
Am I that pathetic that spending time with me is such a hardship?
No. Come on. You're right. Let's both go together right now.
Stop lying to me! Just stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Vivian, please!
Why does everybody make me feel like I am nothing? My mother? The boys? Now you? Well, I am not nothing. I am beautiful, desirable, fascinating, and I am gonna be a goddamn star!
Of course you are! Yes, you are all of those things.
Maybe you don't want me to go to Hollywood with you because I am the younger one. They wouldn't give you a second look when I am there. I mean, why have an old woman when they can have a beautiful young star?
Vivian, please.
Well, fine, Veronica. Maybe I don't need you. Maybe I don't need anybody.
We all need somebody, Vivian.
No!
Vivian points the gun at Veronica, her hand steady as a rock.
Please, please, Vivian, we can be happy. We can make it work like you say. Hollywood is waiting.
You would ditch me the first moment you got. I see that now.
No. No, I wouldn't. I swear. I swear to you.
I turned my back and you already had one foot out the door.
I lost my mind for a moment. I'm just trying to take it all in.
You're lying. What'd you do? You lied.
No.
I did it all for you and you still wanted to leave me? Well, you've made a terrible mistake. We could have been happy, but I guess I just need the one ticket to Hollywood now.
Vivian, no!
Vivian pulls the trigger, shooting Veronica in the chest. Veronica's body slides down the wall to the floor. Vivian walks over to her, bends down beside her. Veronica's still breathing.
Oh, Veronica, I don't want you to worry. I will make it on the big screen, and I will make sure that everybody knows that I learned from the best.
Vivian picks up Veronica's coat and puts it on. She takes her purse and walks to the mirror in Veronica's house.
My name? Oh, it's Veronica. Yes, yes, I am sure you have seen my pictures on the big screen.
She takes Veronica's lipstick out of her purse and puts it on.
Oh, Veronica, what are you doing?
Vivian walks past Veronica and blows her a kiss.
Goodbye, darling.
And just like that, Vivian Pierce disappeared into the dead of the night. Veronica lay on the floor. She's still alive, but fading fast.
Somebody, please, help me.
She starts to crawl across the floor to get to the phone, but she's too weak to make it there. As she slips in and out of consciousness, she starts to see a figure stood in the room.
Who is that? Please, help me. I'm dying.
Veronica starts to see things. Well, one thing, actually. Cliff.
It ain't looking too good for you, baby.
Cliff. Oh, God. Please call somebody.
Baby, I'm dead. You made sure of that. I can't call anybody.
Oh, God. Cliff. Please.
You could have had it all, baby. We could have been so happy. But maybe this is for the best. I mean, after all, people are waiting here for you, baby, and they are so excited to see you.
No, Cliff. Please. I don't want to go.
The clock is ticking. It shouldn't be long now.
Please, Cliff. I made a terrible mistake.
Yes, you did. And now the man downstairs is waiting to say hello.
Cliff, no. Please. Please don't let them take me.
Shh. Don't worry, baby. I'm here. I will wait with you until you take your last breath.
Cliff, I am sorry.
Oh, I know how sorry you are. Here, let's put some music on. You like music? Then I can just sit here and watch you die. It'd be beautiful.
Veronica is gasping for air and crying.
Goodbye, my love.
Veronica takes her last breath. It's over. Mrs. Smart is dead. That night at the police station, Jimmy's being questioned by yours truly, with Jimmy's dad present.
We found him like that, I swear. I ain't killing anybody.
Jimmy, you have got to start telling the truth now.
I didn't do anything.
You were in the house with a gun, Jimmy. Cliff was shot. This ain't no big puzzle that needs putting together.
Dad, please, you have to believe me.
Jimmy, did she make you do this?
Were you having an affair with Mrs. Smart?
I ain't saying nothing.
You did, didn't you? You were sleeping with that broad, and she got you to kill her husband.
What did she promise you, Jimmy? A life together?
I didn't kill anybody.
Did she promise you money?
She had nothing to do with it.
So you do know something?
No. You're confusing me.
Jimmy, look at me. It's over. They have you dead to rights. You just need to tell them the truth. Maybe they can lower your sentence or give you a deal or something.
Did Veronica make you do this?
Stop blaming her. She's the victim here. Cliff would beat her so bad, day and night. He treated her like something he stepped in. He did not deserve her.
So you killed him?
No! I told you he was dead when I got there.
Maybe Veronica did it, Detective.
She has an alibi. Vivian Pierce.
Vivian?
It's sad to see this happen, Jimmy. I think she used you to kill her husband so she could walk away with all the money. Maybe with you. Though I doubt in the end she would have taken you.
That's a lie.
She played you, Jimmy, and you walked right into it.
No! Stop talking that way. She loves me.
Oh, Jimmy.
So you were seeing each other.
She's gonna sort all this out. I know she will. You've got the wrong person.
Jimmy Flynn, I'm charging you with the murder of Cliff Smart.
No. No, please. Please, just call Veronica.
Impossible, Jimmy.
No, it's not. Just call her.
Veronica's body was found an hour ago. Looks like she shot herself.
No. No, that's a lie. You're lying.
Looks like she had second thoughts and couldn't take the guilt.
Stop saying she's dead. She's not dead. She's waiting for me. We're gonna drive away together and start a new life.
The only place she's going to is the city morgue. All this is for nothing, Jimmy. She destroyed your life over nothing.
No. No. No! Veronica, please. Veronica.
It wasn't long before the town was abuzz with the news of the murders. Her suicide never sat well with me. I always thought somebody else got to her, but we had no leads. We had nothing. And I wasn't in much of a hurry to find the person. You see, in my eyes, Veronica got what she deserved. All the lives she ruined over money. It certainly wasn't for love. I don't think she would have waited around for the poor love-struck Jimmy. He was just part of her plan. As for Vivian, well, it'd be 5 years before I found out what happened to her. Her ever-reliable friend Betty tracked me down. And even though I was retired, told me the whole goddamn thing.
It's all here, in this letter. I didn't know if I should bring it to you. I mean, she was my best friend.
It seems Vivian went under a new name. Veronica Price. Very Hollywood. And that's where she'd been hiding out. Vivian had tried to make it on the big screen. A few small roles, but 5 years after the murder, she'd call it quits. Hollywood had sent her packing. In the letter to Betty, she said she couldn't live with the guilt anymore about what she did. That's why she felt the need to confess all. Not that she could have been arrested, mind you. Vivian simply vanished into thin air, never held accountable, but clearly living a life of guilt. Jimmy would commit suicide in prison after only 5 months. A simple note was found next to his body. I love you, Veronica Smart. Even in the end, the boy could not accept the truth about his love for the real-life femme fatale. Last time I'd see Riff would be at Jimmy's funeral. He stood away from the guests in the distance, too ashamed to show his face after calling the police on his friends. Poor kid. He only did what he thought was right. As for me, well, it was quite a case to go out on. But after all the horrors I've seen, after all the years protecting the innocent, well, it'd be the case of Veronica Smart that keeps me up at night. 4 people dead. And for what? The love of a beautiful woman unworthy of their affections? Well, it's getting late now, and I've told you everything I know. So it's time for me to say goodnight. I'm sure you'll hear from me again. Maybe I'll introduce you to another one of the dark, twisted tales I worked on. I have many. I mean, this is New York City. Danger is around every corner. But as we learn from Veronica Smart, evil can come in all shapes and sizes. I hope you enjoyed your time in my world. Thank you for experiencing the world of noir. And remember, sleep safe. But maybe with one eye open.
You have been listening to Emma Morgan as Veronica Smart, Richard Allen as Jimmy Flynn, Danny Clifford as Cliff Smart, Anna Hickling as Vivian Pierce, Joe Slack as Riff Randall, Benjamin Gray as Barry Vance, Becca Milner as Lana and Betty, Luke Richards as Harvey Flynn, Susie Williamson as Jean Pierce and Stu Meavens as Detective Sal Pelletier. Noir was written and directed by Craig Hepworth with audio mixing by Carl Burge. It was produced by Vertigo Theatre Productions based on their original stage play first performed in 2017. If you have enjoyed listening to this production, please consider a donation to Acting for Others and join our Facebook group to keep up to date on any future productions. Thank you so much for your support. Story and dialogue in this production of Noir are protected under copyright 2020 by Vertigo Theater Productions. No unauthorized copying or duplication is permitted without prior consent.